Beautiful.
Communion, 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. I'm reading from the King James this morning. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, the cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined that we will not be condemned with the world. So because of those scriptures, we want to take a few minutes and let's examine ourselves, not our brother or sister, not our husband or wife, but let's examine ourselves and see that we have everything right with the Lord. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from a little bit of unrighteousness. No. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's confess those things to the Lord, which he brings to our mind right now. Let's pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with him and him in us. Amen. Holding up the bread, let's hold the bread up together. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be broken, bruised for our healing. Thank you for offering yourself up in our behalf. Amen. Let's partake together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. It's holding up the cup. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring in the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provide for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.